You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, we're just hip. We're just these guys who like to do these social trends with everybody else. We do what the kids are doing, man.
All the time.
What comes after five, brother?
We're last every time. Like, you and me are going to do that thing where we sing the Four Non Blondes song, like, what's going on? Like, everyone's done that twice. And then it'll get to us.
We're going to spin around.
Yeah, then it'll get to us.
And then Danny's like rapping on the other side.
I was pitching to Vic and Wes earlier today that in honor of you guys, we need to sell a shirt that says 1067 with the hands underneath the 6 and the 7.
It's actually a great idea.
Should have already happened.
We should have had that shirt 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get it one day.
When it's no longer a trend, when people are talking about two different numbers.
Toby's an idea guy, by the way.
Well, he hadn't been beaten down
enough.
Sneaky
idea guy.
You're not going to get me to besmirch Tobes. But here's what I'm going to tell him, and I'm telling you indirectly, and this is, Toby, for you also. He hadn't been beaten down enough. He hadn't had enough ideas that are brilliant, swatted in his face, or directly ignored. We came up with idea after idea that, like, the idea that we're with an NFL player locally here was very popular. We were going to have go-karts and cookies, and it went nowhere. We're gonna have everyone's gonna bring to a cookie swap. Went nowhere.
How'd the thing with wings. Cookie swap go.
It went great.
Smashing success.
Yeah, this wing. We had all these ideas, and it was like, that's awesome that you guys talked to each other and thought something might happen. Shut up and go in the studio.
Let me be clear. It's not that we were shot down. They just are like, oh, okay, and then nothing happens ever.
Yeah.
With any of the ideas.
It's what I do to my children. You're placated. Yeah, buddy, we might do that. I don't want to do the thing you just suggested.
And sometimes I'll just do something, and it's like, you shouldn't have done that. We could have done this. And I'm like, we could have.
That's why I
just wanted it so badly.
That's why all my ideas are things that I can do on Photoshop or CapCut myself.
CapCut. Altizer. Captizer.
Captizer.
Capsizer?
Capitizer.
That's really interesting. Jimmy Kemsky covers the Eagles. He joins us in 30 minutes at 5. Ben Standing covers the Commanders. He joins us in 90 minutes at 6. We'll preview the game on Saturday. Let's talk Marcus Mariota, though, because you think about destinations for quarterbacks where there could be openings this offseason. And if he wants to start, he might have an opportunity to find a gig. He wanted to this past offseason, and it didn't work out. He was considered by the Indianapolis Colts to be the guy to compete with Anthony Richardson and beat Anthony Richardson out, as it turned out. Daniel Jones got the job over Mariota. He came back here. Where would you say there could be an opening in the NFL at quarterback? Here's the list we've come up with. I think the Raiders, if they move on from Geno, Kenny Pickett's their backup, are the most obvious team that needs a QB in 2026.
Yep, there's one.
Now, they are going to be picking in the top two, so they could draft Fernando Mendoza if they like him, or they could draft Dante Moore from Oregon. One of those two guys probably will be their QB. because they're either going to be picking in the top three or picking maybe as high as one. So my guess is they'll have a rookie and a veteran like a Mariota to compete, but I don't think you go spend $15 million if that's what it takes on Mariota if you're drafting a rookie.
You wouldn't think.
Arizona's interesting. They've got Jacoby Brissett, who is Marcus Mariota-ish. You know, those guys, Tyrod Taylor, kind of same bucket, same trough you're feeding out of. But the Cardinals don't have their quarterback of the future, it doesn't look like anymore, because they're moving on, presumably, from Kyler Murray. I think they're going to blow out their coach and their staff as well. Jonathan Gannon will be gone. They'll bring in a new head coach. And with that coach will be a new quarterback. They benched Murray, who's dealing with an injury as well. It's very possible Brissett leaves and you just start over. But the Cardinals could be in the market for a QB.
That one seems right to me. Now, again, it all depends on what they think of guys in the draft, because that would be the most natural place for a 3-11 team to solve the quarterback need. But if they don't like guys in this class, you can do the bridge bit.
There's also only two that you can probably draft in this draft in the top five or so, I would think, or even in the top 10 maybe. Right now, they have the sixth pick. So if Mendoza and Moore are gone, I don't think you're reaching for a third quarterback in the top six. Nobody thinks that that's how it's going to go. So we'll throw them into the pile with Vegas. The Jets are going to need a quarterback.
Yep.
They have Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields. Good chance that neither is back, but if one of them is, you wouldn't go into the offseason hoping either's going to start. And they're in the same boat as Arizona in terms of drafting a guy. Right now they pick fifth. I could see him getting as high as, you know, third or fourth, but they might not be able to draft someone. Mm-hmm. So you might need to spend a little bit there. Do the Pittsburgh Steelers end up on this list the way Rodgers has played? And because it looks like he's headed for retirement. Got married this year. If you look at quarterback efficiency, I think going into this week, out of 32 qualified players, he was 30th, something like that. I know he had a really good game this past week where he only had a few incompletions, but that was by far the most effective he's been in a while. It has not been a clean, good year for him at QB of this pretty mediocre offense.
No, it's just not dynamic. And part of that's the offense. Part of that's him. Everybody's got a hand in it. But, you know, if you need serviceable caretaker Craig, he's there. I mean, it's a just over 3,000 yards passing, 67% completion percentage, end up around, you know, 26 touchdowns, 9 picks. It's like that season, you know, that guy exists in a lot of places. And you, if you want some of that veteran juice, then maybe he comes back.
I think the Miami Dolphins are looking for a starting quarterback because it feels to me like they are headed for divorce from Tua. Robert Griffin actually made this point. I'll cite him. You know, a lot of times he says things, and I'm like, is this just something you're throwing out there, or what are we doing here? But he's a really, really good color commentator, does a great job on television and games, I think. And in this particular case, made a really good point online where he said, as soon as you bench Tua, it's now either McDaniel or Tua. It can't be both. Now, you could get rid of both, but there's no more than one of those two guys coming back. And I kind of think that's true. So I would guess McDaniel stays, Tua's out. I guess it's possible they fire McDaniel, somebody else comes in there and tries to reboot with Tua. But Miami could be in the market for...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Starting quarterback. And then the last team I would say that might need a starting quarterback is the Cleveland Browns. Now, they drafted two this year in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Sanders, with his deep ball, has flashed a couple of times, but it has not gone very well. I mean, again, we talked about this with Shador, where he's kind of like more famous than good, if that makes sense. Like,
yes.
Everything that happens is a thing. You would not know it based on the discussions around him, but he's completing 52% of his passes with more interceptions than touchdowns. Like, if you just take his name out of the equation and you either watch the tape, you know, like these games where we try to see who's pitching or who's hitting and you can't tell who it is because it's like a hologram.
Yeah.
If you just watched his tape that way, you'd be like, oh, yeah, they're probably in the market for a quarterback. But if you say that, it's like the hottest take in the world because Shador is the man and he's going to be the next great quarterback.
Yeah, no one's allowed to say that. Here's what I'm going to add, kind of a wild card. Depending on the timetable for rehabilitation, the Chiefs.
Oh.
Because if Mahomes is, you know, because no one's allowed to be on schedule. If he's ahead of schedule, whatever the hell that means, it's like September 1st. But how easily could that go into October or November? And who knows if he's going to be himself at any point?
Well, if we're doing that, then I think Atlanta's in the mix.
Atlanta could be there too.
Atlanta's going to cut Cousins, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
They have Penix coming back from an ACL. Now, he should come back before Mahomes, you would think, because he got hurt about a month or 5 or 6 weeks earlier. But even when he got hurt, the point was he's probably not ready for week one,
right,
which tells you what you need to, I think, about Mahomes, too.
Indeed.
But if you go to Atlanta, you're not going there to start all year. You're going there to start until Penix is healed and ready.
But if the point is you could go to a good team, presumably Kansas City reloads.
Yep.
You know, the dynasty isn't what it was, but it's still like pretty good bones there, right? There's the good defense, and you probably need to tweak on offense a couple more playmakers. But I feel like that's workable for that front office with a pretty good track record of success.
What about Minnesota? If we're going to put Atlanta or Cleveland with young QBs in this combo, I guess Atlanta's different because of the injury. But I know it's, from a timeliness standpoint, isn't great because McCarthy's played two solid-ish games here.
Yeah.
But they made the mistake this year of not having a good plan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.